AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Pope Francis arrives in the U.S. tomorrow. Washington's first up. Our Mark Smith is there.
The president will be on hand tomorrow at Andrews Air Force Base to greet the Pope as he arrives from Cuba, and then we'll welcome him to the White House Wednesday in a South Lawn ceremony with some 15,000 invited guests. Other stops for Francis include a speech to Congress and appearances in New York and Philadelphia, where he's speaking to the World Meeting of Families.
The Pope met with both Fidel and Raul Castro in Cuba. The Vatican invited several Cuban dissidents to meet with Francis, but said they were detained by security on their way to the cathedral in Havana. Hungary's prime minister says millions of immigrants from troubled nations like Syria and Iraq are putting Europe in danger. Prime Minister Viktor Orban says the migrants are not just banging on our door, they're breaking it down. The chief of the UN nuclear agency is insisting this morning that a look at a suspected nuclear weapons research site in Iran does meet strict agency standards. But he's acknowledging that Iranian experts provided samples from the site for analysis. John Hamm finally did it. After 7 Emmy nominations, he finally won Best Actor for Mad Men. He joked as he accepted the award last night.
There has been a terrible mistake, clearly. Thank you for that. This is impossible. It's impossible to be named with all of those extraordinary gentlemen. It's impossible to be standing here, up here.
Best Actress in a Drama Series went to Viola Davis for How to Get Away with Murder. Best Drama was Game of Thrones, and Best Comedy was Veep. This is AP Radio News. Is Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump worried because rival Carly Fiorina is rising in the polls?
Well, I think when people find out what a horrible job she did at business, running two companies into the ground, Lucent and HP.
Yes, this is Trump on the Today Show this morning.
When they look at her record of tremendous failure, look, she took Lucent into the ground, she took HP into the ground, destroyed it.
Meanwhile, another Republican presidential candidate, Ben Carson, says he believes that Islam is inconsistent with the Constitution and doesn't think that a Muslim should be elected president. He said that on Meet the Press yesterday. A spokesman for a leading Muslim group here in the U.S., the Council of American Islamic Relations, says you cannot hold those views and at the same time say you represent all Americans of all faiths and all backgrounds. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.